Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for the welcome.
Great to have you in, and thanks for being part of the Business Hub. Let's go straight to the guts of it. Give us an insight to Focus Technology. Who are you guys and what do you do?
Focus Technology is what in the industry is called a value-added reseller. However, we like to think that we're a bit more than that. We sell technology happiness. If you're a business owner, a computer user, it's our job to look after you and basically make sure that you have everything that you need to do your job and that everything is working as you expect. Focus Technology provides IT services and support to small to medium businesses. We also provide telecommunications, telephone lines and phone systems. And we also provide website development and integration with EPOS systems, basically to get retailers online into the world of e-commerce.
Right. Well, that was the most succinct answer I think I've ever had to a question. So that's a flipping good start. Andy, it's a business that's in growth at the moment, pretty substantial growth, actually, because I think there were two of you last year and now you're expanding the team. Who's in the team?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. We have grown considerably in the last year. So we have myself. I obviously manage the business, but I like to get involved in all the sort of really interesting projects. We have Lee Atkinson, who's one of our support engineers. So he is the guy on the end of the phone that you phone up and he helps you sort your problems out. We have Emily, who is our apprentice. She's 19. She started with us in September and she had no IT knowledge to start with, and she's coming on great guns. She's got the attitude for it.
Awesome.
Which is something I recognised early on. We have Dean, who, if you haven't paid your bills, he's the guy who's going to be chasing you. And we have Keith, who is our full-time web developer. He's doing all the interesting website and application development projects.
Cool. Now, the growth that you've seen, has it come from one area in particular or anything that you're particularly busy on?
The growth seems to come across the board. It's kind of where everybody is gaining confidence again in investing in their businesses out of the other side of the recession. So we're seeing, particularly this year, people considering upgrades because Windows Server 2003 is end of life the middle of this year. So we're preparing and planning to move customers on to newer versions of Windows Server. We are seeing a lot of people sort of now grasping the idea of getting online in a serious way. So we're seeing a lot of companies who want to actually put their retail shops online where they haven't done before. So we're integrating a lot of their EPOS solutions and their stock systems to their website. So they've got sort of real-time feedback as to what's selling and where.
So does that mean they become like a fulfillment service for their own products sort of thing online? Or is that...
Yeah, basically they increase their shop window. So rather than being a high street retailer, suddenly they can start to sell nationwide, and in some cases they can start to sell internationally. But what it also means is they don't have two separate systems, one to run their shop or one to run their website. The two are then integrated.
Interesting.
So as you go online and purchase a pair of shoes, for example, it will immediately update their stock records so they can't accidentally sell that pair of shoes to somebody at the shop counter. Yeah. It also means that from a business development point of view, they've got a really good picture of what's happening within their business, what product lines are really selling and are really popular, and it can help them make decisions as to what they want to stock in the future and maybe things that they shouldn't be stocking because they're not actually making any money out of it.
Really good, interesting stuff.
The other area where we are seeing a lot of growth is in telecommunication systems. Mm-hmm. Businesses are recognising the fact that having a good quality, feature-rich phone system is allowing them to maintain communications between their staff, effectively manage those communications, and particularly companies who have staff who work outside the office, who are on the road, we can maintain communications with those members of staff through a really clever phone system. Other areas where the phone system is growing is call recording, SMS technology to text customers and reminders of appointments, etc., and basically call center handling. So those calls can be managed and flowed through different agents within the call center. Statistics can be produced on, you know, the agent's efficiency, how many calls are answered, how many calls are lost, and basically statistics they can use to actually sort of, you know, drive their call center forwards.
Oh, that's great. And I assume all of this stuff are going to be sort of put into the shows as subject matter as we move forward?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be focusing on topical subjects. So the next show that we'll be looking at a common topic that annoys everybody, which is spam and viruses. Everybody gets it. It's understanding what they are and how to deal with it. But we will be covering other topics that include all of these areas in further shows in more detail, and the benefits that actually having great IT, great communications and a great web presence will bring to a business.
Yeah, brilliant. So we want to make this an interactive segment as we move forward as well, Andy, I know. And you guys, I can't remember the term exactly that you used earlier on, but it was something like technological happiness.
Yeah, we sell technology happiness.
Yeah, love that.
In order to achieve that, we work closely with our customers, and you know, we listen to what our customers' needs are. We listen to what their business needs are. It's our belief firmly that you can't just sell an off-the-shelf solution to a business. It has to be tailored to the business needs, and it has to fit the business, not the business shoehorned into an IT solution that doesn't work. But what we're looking to do is basically invite listeners to go onto the Pirate 2 website and actually, you know, tell us what they want to hear about, what would they like us to discuss, and what information about technology, communications and online presence they would like us to, you know, talk about.
Yeah, awesome. So if you go to the Pirate 2 website, you'll be able to find the form. There's just a simple submission form on there. You can send your questions in. And that's the challenge that's been set to you, Andy, really, is that you've got to pull out some of that technological happiness and put it firmly in the laps of our listeners as we move forward. So it'd be interesting. And you're open to any kind of challenge?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we love a challenge. And yeah, basically, there's nothing that can't be achieved in technology. It just depends on the timescale and the budget, to be honest.
Yeah. Awesome. Great stuff. Well, look, we're very glad that you're going to be a part of the show moving forward. So thank you very much for coming on board. If people want to jump the queue, a few things have set up some light bulbs this evening, which I'm sure they probably already have, and people want to get in touch with you, how do they find you guys?
If they want to get in touch, they can visit our website at www.focus-technology.co.uk, or they can call the office on 01209 613 660, or they can email me directly on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk.
I'm looking forward to next week, which will be viruses, malware and spam.
Yes.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.